Title: Building Reusable Macro Racks for Jungle Intermediate. Alright, let's build some reusable macro racks in Ableton Live that are purpose-built for jungle and drum and bass. This is intermediate level, which means I'm going to assume you already know how to drop devices on a track, group them into a rack, and map macros. What we're doing today is taking that skill and turning it into a real workflow advantage: faster drum shading, faster bass control, and faster resampling so you can actually finish tunes. The big idea is this: jungle lives and dies on repeatable drum pressure, tight breaks, punchy transients, controlled low end, and those quick hype moments like filter sweeps, echo throws, and micro chops. If you rebuild those chains every project, you'll lose the vibe. So we're building three racks you can drop into any session and instantly feel like you're in the zone. We'll build, first, a jungle break control rack for making any break sit like a record-ready drum bus. Second, a break movement and space rack for controlled chop, echo, and ambience without washing the drums out. Third, a rolling bass macro rack with a clean sub chain and a gritty mid chain, with side chain control mapped right on the surface. And then, the part that makes it feel like actual jungle: a print and resample workflow, where your macro performance becomes fresh audio you can slice into fills. Before we touch any devices, here's a quick coach note that'll make these racks way more reusable. Design racks around roles, not track names. So instead of Amen Rack or Drum Track Rack, think Break Bus, Drum Room Return, Bass Sub, Bass Mid, Master Safety. When you always know where a rack belongs, you stop second-guessing your signal flow. That's when you start moving fast. Also, naming macros. If you end up stacking racks later, generic macro names like Amount and Drive get confusing fast. A simple prefix system saves your brain. DYN for dynamics, tone for EQ and filters, FX for time-based stuff, IMG for stereo and mono, and trim for output. It sounds nerdy, but it's the difference between a rack you use for a week and a rack you use for 2 years. Cool. Let's build rack 1. Rack 1. Jungle break control, audio effect rack. Put this directly on your break channel. The goal is tightness, snap, glue, grit, and safe peak control, all in one. Create an audio effect rack. Then inside it, load these devices in order: EQ8, then drum bus, then glue compressor, then saturator, then a transient shaper if you're on live 12. If you're not, we'll fake it with drum bus transients and glue attack. Then, a limiter at the end, just to catch peaks. Now let's set sensible starting values, because the best racks feel good immediately. On EQ8, put a high pass filter, 24 dB per octave, around 30 Hz. This is not about changing the vibe. It's about removing rumble and headroom thieves. If the break feels boxy, make a gentle wide dip around 250 to 400 Hz, maybe 2 to 4 dB down. Keep it wide. This is a bus move, not surgery. On drum bus, set drive somewhere like 5 to 15%. Crunch, keep it low for classic jungle, like 0 to 10%, unless you want more modern bite. Boom, use sparingly, maybe 0 to 15%, and set the frequency around 50 to 60 Hz. Remember, breaks can fight your sub really fast, so boom is a seasoning, not the meal. Then transients, start around plus 5 to plus 20 depending on how dull the source is. On glue compressor, set a ratio of 2 to 1. Attack around 3 milliseconds. Release on auto, or about 0.3 seconds. Aim for 1 to 3 dB of gain reduction on peaks. This is important. If you crush the break until it stops breathing, the groove collapses. Jungle needs motion. On saturator, use analog clip mode, drive around 1 to 6 dB and turn soft clip on. This gives you density without instantly turning cymbals into a sandstorm. On the limiter, set the ceiling to minus 0.3 dB. You want it shaving maybe 1 to 2 dB max on the wildest hits. This is a safety net, not the main sound. Now we map macros. Click map. Macro 1. Name it tight low. Map EQ8's high pass frequency. Give it a range from 20 to 60 Hz. That way you can tighten the bottom without accidentally thinning the whole break into nothing. Macro 2. Snap. Map drum bus transients from 0 to plus 30. This is one of your most used knobs. Macro 3. Glue. Map glue compressor threshold. Set the range so it goes from barely touching to about 4 dB of gain reduction. Don't guess. Loop the break and watch the meter while you set the macro range. If your threshold range is too extreme, you won't automate it. Macro 4. Drive. This is a fun one. Map drum bus drive from 0 to 25%, and also map saturator drive from 0 to 8 dB. Two devices on one macro gives you that one knob vibe where the break gets more excited in a musical way. Macro 5, crunch. Map drum bus crunch from 0 to 20%. Again, usable range. If it goes to full destruction, you'll never touch the top half of the knob. Macro 6, air. In EQ 8, at a high shelf somewhere around 8 to 12 kHz, map the gain from 0 to plus 5 dB, and teacher note, air is addictive. If the break starts sounding crispy and painful, you've gone too far. Macro 7, peak catch. Map the limiter's gain or threshold, whichever you prefer, so it grabs from 0 to 2 dB. This lets you push the rack harder for a moment without ruining your master. Macro 8, body dip. Map that 250 to 500 Hz dip gain from 0 down to minus 6 dB. This is your get-out-of-boxiness macro when the break fights the bass. Now, one extra move that will make your rack way more professional. Add a utility at the very end and map its gain to a macro called trim. Even if you don't have a free macro slot on this version, consider swapping something less important. Unity gain is not optional. Drive and glue add level, and level tricks your ears into thinking it sounds better. Trim keeps you honest. And here's a calibration trick. Loop an 8-bar break at your usual mixing level. Slowly turn each macro from 0 to 100. When it first feels too much, stop. That's your maximum range. Then back off another 10 to 15%. Do that once, save the rack forever, and your automation will stay musical even if you draw messy curves later. Save the rack. Name it JGL Break Control V1.adg, and put it in a jungle folder in your user library. Nice. Rack 2. Rack 2. Break movement and space. Audito effect rack. This one is about controlled hype. We want tempo-synced movement like gating and filter sweeps, plus echo throws and tight ambience. But we do not want to lose punch or bury the break in reverb. You can put this rack after rack 1 on the break track, but I really like putting it on a return track, so you can automate sends for quick moments. So let's do the pro option. Create a return track and name it a break space. Drop an audio effect rack on that return. Inside the rack, load. Auto filter, then gate, then echo, then hybrid reverb, then utility. Set defaults. Auto filter. Choose a high pass 12 dB slope or band pass if you want that telephone vibe. Set the frequency somewhere like 200 to 600 Hz as a starting point. Resonance around 10 to 25%. And add a little envelope amount, like plus 5 to plus 15. That makes the filter react slightly to the groove so it feels alive. Gate. We're not sidechaining it right now. We're using it like a rhythmic tail chopper. Set the threshold so it clearly chops tails and keep return fast, but not so extreme that it clicks constantly. If it clicks, ease the settings or consider the auto pan trick later. Echo, set the time sync to 1/8 or 1/16. Feedback 10 to 35%. Filter the echo. High pass around 200 to 500 Hz, low pass around 6 to 10 kHz. You want echoes that don't add mod or harshness. Add a tiny bit of modulation for texture. Hybrid reverb. Choose convolution for a realistic room or algorithm for a darker wash. For drums, keep it tight. Pre-delay 10 to 25 ms, decay 0.4 to 1.2 seconds. High pass the reverb around 250 to 600 Hz, low pass it around 6 to 10 kHz. Utility, set width around 80 to 120% and turn on bass mono around 120 Hz. This is huge for keeping low end centered when you start doing stereo tricks. Now macros. Macro 1. HP sweep, map auto filter frequency from 80 to 1200 Hz. This is your classic jungle lift the floor out move before a drop or fill. Macro 2, Rizzo, map filter resonance from 5 to 40%. Use it like spice, not like a whistle generator. Macro 3, chop, map gate threshold from open to hard chop. Optionally also map gate release from around 30 ms to 120 ms, so the chop can go from tight to slightly smoother. Macro 4, Dob echo. Map echo dry slash wet from 0 to 35%. Notice we're not mapping it to 100, because 100% wet dob echo on a break is fun for 5 seconds, and then your mix is gone. Macro 5. Echo time. If you want, map time from 1/16 to 1/8, but if that feels fiddly in your version of live, keep time fixed and map feedback instead. The point is controllable throw energy, not menu diving. Macro 6. Room. Map hybrid reverb dry slash wet from 0 to 20%. Again, throws, not constant soup. Macro 7. Stereo. Map utility width from 70 to 130%. Macro 8. mono low, map utility base mono frequency from 80 to 180 Hz. This lets you decide how mono safe the effect return is, depending on the track. Save it as JGL break movement space v1.adg. Quick teacher tip. Movement automation in jungle often works best in phrases, not constant wiggling. Plan 2 or 3 recurring moments, like every 16 bars. A 1-bar high pass rise, a half bar echo throw, maybe a tiny stutter. It sounds intentional, and you don't need 200 automation lanes. Alright, rack 3. Rack 3. Rolling bass macro rack. Instrument rack. Create a new MIDI track and drop an instrument rack on it. Make 2 chains inside, sub and mid. SUB chain devices. Operator, EQ8, optional compressor, then utility. Set operator to assign wave on OSK. 1 voice. Keep it simple. For the amp envelope, you can go plucky with 0 to 5 ms attack, decay around 300 ms, and sustain all the way down if you want short notes, or for held notes, bring sustain up a bit, like minus 6 dB. The main point is stability. On EQ8 in the sub chain, low pass around 120 to 200 Hz so the sub stays clean and doesn't fight your mid layer. Utility on the sub. Set width to 0%. Full mono, adjust gain so it's solid but not clipping. MID chain devices, waveatable auto filter, saturator, optional redux, EQ8, utility. In waveatable, start with a sawish basic shape. Unison 2 to 4, amount 10 to 25%. We're thickening, not super sawing. Use a low pass filter, 24 dB if you like, with a bit of drive. You can do movement with envelopes, but we'll also do movement with macro so it stays playable. Auto filter on the mid. Low pass 12 or 24, a little resonance if you want bite. Saturator, analog clip. Drive 2 to 10 dB, soft clip on. Redux if you want grit, bit reduction around 8 to 12 bits. Downsample subtle, like 1.5 to 3. Too much and it turns to brittle fuzz immediately. EQ8 on the mid, high pass at 120 to 200 Hz so you're not duplicating sub energy. If you need presence, a gentle bump somewhere between 700 Hz and 2K Hz can help it talk through the break. Utility on the mid. Keep width somewhere like 80 to 120%, but be careful. Wide mids can be sick, but you want mono compatibility when it hits a club system. Now macro mapping. Macro 1. Sub level. Map the SUB utility gain from minus infinity up to 0 dB, or if you prefer a safer range, minus 18 to 0. Macro 2. Mid level. Map the MID utility gain similarly. Macro 3. Tone. LP. Map MID auto filter cutoff from 200 to 4000 Hz. Optionally also map waveatable's filter cutoff so it feels like one coherent tone knob. Macro 4. Growl. Rezo. Map MID auto filter resonance from 5 to 45%. Macro 5. Drive. Map MID saturator drive from 0 to 12 dB. Macro 6. Grit. Map redux downsample from 1 to 3, and redux dry slash wet from 0 to 30%. Macro 7. Mono tight. This audio version is shortened for playback.